Conor Early, congratulations. Another wholehearted performance from you and this group of lads. And I see the sky's the limit now for this group.
Yeah, it seems that way. Like, I think today we were just wholly concentrating on rectifying last year. I think personally and on team level, we had a few demons from last year. So it was probably nice to get that over the way. I think this today we just kind of concentrate on the performance. And they always say if we can get the performance, the points will look after themselves. So thankfully got over the line today, yeah.
Some of the other players have mentioned the fact that last year's result in Tullamore was a big motivating factor today.
Yeah, I think it probably, on the day, it probably brought us down to reality a bit. You know, we were going on a good run, but I think, as I said, thankfully today we kind of rectified and showed we can kind of compete with the top teams in the country. You know, Calera, obviously one of the best teams, and it's nice to get over them any day, so.
And the momentum that you've been building from the last couple of matches, the Limerick win obviously, Meath last week, and it just shows you what you know, winning mentality can do, and everybody seems to lift their game as a result.
Yeah, of course. And look, we're playing in such a competitive division. If you get a few wins, you could be up the top, near the top. So look, thankfully that's where we are now. So look, we're just here to take it week by week, game by game, and see how far we get. So.
And what's also pleasing is, Conor, the fact that you did lose your first two games, but the performances were good. You weren't very far away in either match, but you obviously didn't let those results, the heads didn't drop, and you've continued at that level of performance.
Yeah, I think the first two games we kind of, I suppose we were getting the performance in, maybe it's just a bit of luck to get us over the line, but thankfully, look, we got the right ingredients now the past three games, and look, as I said, it's good to get over the line, and against all good quality teams, so it kind of gives us a bar, Division 2 to play at, so at least we know where we're at now. So.
You have 6 points on the board, it might be enough to keep you up, but you obviously have maybe bigger ambitions now with two games still to play, Conor.
Yeah, of course, obviously that's going to be in the back of your mind when you get 6 points, you kind of have that sense of security, so look, we'll do our best to push up to the top and see how far we can get. So
the game itself today, those two first half goals absolutely crucial, the early one from Tommy gave you a platform, and the one just as significant before half time when Kena Kildare were coming back at you.
Yeah, massive goals. I think so from last week we probably targeted a quick start, and thankfully we got that today. So look, any goal you get in the game at this kind of standard is going to be massive, so thankfully you got the two and you got over the line. So.
And obviously you were expecting Kildare to get their purple patch. They did improve, I think, generally after half time, but crucially, you know, you kept them at arm's length, and you kept getting the scores, which probably made it too hard for them to close the gap in the end.
Yeah, look, Kildare are a phenomenal team. I just think obviously they got the purple patch, but I think we managed the game well in times, which obviously we got over the line there. So look, I suppose we are comfortable in that sort of defensive shape, and we can go on for as long as it takes, but as I said, we knew if we get points on the board in the second half, we'd be thereabouts. So.
I mean, you mentioned the style of play, you're in the opposition's faces the whole time, and classic counter-attacks once again, but today probably a little bit more open of a game than some of the earlier ones.
Yeah, to a certain degree. Like, I think as I mentioned, we kind of targeted a quick start, so I think it was important we pushed up straight away, especially on their kickouts. Like, when we had an opportunity, like, we wanted to kind of contest it in the air, and I think we did that, especially in the first half. And then from there, it's probably just managing the game. You kind of see in the game it kind of revolves itself, and we slowly just come into that shape at the back, and again just slowly see it out. So look, I think overall we'd be happy with how we played, but again, there's obviously things you can work on. So.
And for yourself, Conor, you're really enjoying your time with this team. You've really established yourself now as a regular. You've changed clubs, I know, as well in the last week or two, but this has been a good season so far, certainly.
Yeah, I think for me personally, just right now, I'm just trying to improve day by day, week by week. Look at such a competitive squad. You could be in the team 1 week, you could be out of the team another week. So for me, I'm just kind of trying to keep the head down and just play good football. So thankfully we got there. So.
And something we didn't mention was the fact, obviously, that you lost your captain in the first half as well. So to do without him for most of the game as well would be noteworthy.
Yeah, look, I'd say it probably speaks volumes of this team. Probably last year and probably a few games of this year, Sam pulled us out of a hole. So it's probably nice to just get that kind of mindset, look, that we can do it with the big players as well. Look, as I said, we've such a competitive squad, and look, I think a lot of lads stood up today, so it was good.
Well done, Conor. Good man.
Thank you very much.